But there is another gas called nitrogen, said Harry, which is mixed with the air, and it is this which prevents a candle from burning out too fast. Eh? Said Mr. Baggers. Well, I do think we are under considerable obligations to nitrogen. I have explained to you, Uncle, continued Harry, how a candle in burning turns into water, but it turns into something else besides that. The little bits of carbon that I told you about, which are burned in the flame of a candle, and which make the flame bright, mingle with the oxygen in burning, and form still another gas called carbonic acid gas, which is very destructive to life when we breathe it. So you see that a candle flame is vapour burning, and that the vapour, in burning, turns into water and carbonic acid gas. Haven't you pretty much come to your candle's end? Said Mr. Wilkinson. Nearly. I only want to tell Uncle that the burning of a candle is almost exactly like our breathing. Breathing is consuming oxygen, only not so fast as burning. In breathing, we throw out from our lungs water in the form of vapour and carbonic acid gas, and take oxygen in. Oxygen is as necessary to support the life of the body as it is to keep up the flame of a candle. Well, said Mr. Baggers, any more to tell us about the candle? If I had time, I could tell you a great deal more that Professor Faraday said about oxygen and hydrogen and carbon and water and breathing, but you should go and hear him yourself, Uncle. Eh? Well, I think I shall. Some of us seniors may learn something from a juvenile lecture, at any rate if given by Faraday. And now, my boy, I tell you what, added Mr. Baggers, I'm very glad to find you so fond of study and science, and what you deserve to be encouraged, and so I'll give you a galvanic battery on your next birthday, and so much for your teaching your old uncle the chemistry of a candle.